We wanted to do a little kids and coronavirus stuff. You had a tease. What was your wacky name for the segment?
Corona, living in teens.
Okay, I don't know if we're doing acronym humor anymore, Julie, but...
Always.
Okay.
I mean, you can call it...
Did you see the story out of China? So in Wuhan, China, where this all got started, and they first... locked down Wuhan, so they've been homeschooling for quite some time there.
I feel like you really like saying that.
Wuhan?
Yeah, there's a little twinkle.
Is it Wuhan? I don't know what it is.
I don't know, but I think you enjoy that quite a bit. Wuhan.
I feel like if you had to make up a name in China, one you would just make up. So I'm not sure it's real.
Go check it out.
Although I should ask Blake. He's the conspiracy theorist on this whole thing. Does Wuhan exist?
Probably not.
Or is it made up by one cunt?
I am sorry, sir.
One
what?
Political party or another. I started to say country, and then, well...
Stopped at the worst possible syllable.
It's all Freudian.
Yikes.
So in Wuhan, the kids there, like our kids maybe soon, started homeschooling, or, you know, through the school... And the school provided them with an app. This is how you can get your homework and do your homework with this app. Well, the particular app, the kids decided to band together. They didn't want to do their homework. So what they did was they went to the app store again and again and again. Apparently, you can do it more than once at the app store. You can go there again and again and give it a 1-star rating. And if it gets enough 1-star ratings, they just take it off the app store. So thousands of times they went to this app, gave it a 1-star rating, and it has been taken off the app store. So this is kind of like the drivers outfoxing the cops for a while when you get the better radar detector, and then the cops get something that'll beat that, and then you keep trying to stay one step ahead of each other.
Steroids.
So right now, it's Wuhan kids... leading the schools, but I don't know, the schools will probably come up with some other way that they have to go study, but I thought that was pretty brilliant.
I think it's brilliant, and I also think it's encouraging just to see how universal being a teen is. It really doesn't matter which hemisphere you're from, you're going to find a way, right? And I saw the one article about it where the app was posting on social media, and they've sort of like anthropomorphized it, where they've given it a voice. I'm only 5 years old myself. Please don't kill me, was one post by the app. Please don't give me any more 1-star ratings. I was chosen for this job, and there's not much I can do about it.
That's weird.
It's very weird. It's very creepy.
It just makes it worse.
Yeah.
Everyone
will just be cool about it, I guess. Right?
Everything doesn't need a voice.
Right.
Julie's right.
I think that's more common in Asia, though. That they give, like, that stores will have mascots and stuff like that. Which I guess, you know, you have that here, too. But I remember seeing a John Oliver bit about that, where, like, each county or state has its own, like, mascot thing, and it posts. I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe the ticket should do that.
Any ideas?
No.
Okay.
But maybe our show should. Maybe we should start.
Mascot.
We should lead the way with a show mascot.
Good idea.
Get on that, Blake.
So both of us are working. No, it doesn't seem like it. Both of us are working, but both of our brothers are not.
Although, okay, you want to go brother versus brother here?
I think mine's being paid, curiously enough, but I don't know, man. What's the panic level for small bar and restaurant owner?
So your brother works for the XFL?
Yes, he was with the Saints.
People that don't know, your brother was like a college quarterback too.
Yes,
he played a really good athlete.
He played quarterback at Tulane and then went to Iraq, joined the Marine Corps, and went to Iraq after officer candidacy school. And when he got back, he started working for the Saints. Ended up taking a job with a little more responsibility with the XFL. A lot of people in that league are kind of trying to use it to prove they can do more and get back into the league. And I kind of thought, as silly as this sounds today on the 16th, last week they were like the last league to cancel. And it seemed to me like they might be kind of trying to brand themselves as, hey, this is an opportunity where there's not going to be any sports on. We're going to play. That lasted about a day. They canceled.
Like UFC did, right?
Right.
Which you can kind of see the UFC being able to do it if all of them stay quarantined with each other type thing.
Yeah. And,
it's only one-on-one fighters.
Right.
So, but yeah, if you have 50 players on the sideline and all the personnel and all that, you could see a problem there.
So they canceled the rest of the season, but they committed to paying all staff, players and coaches and scouts throughout the rest of the year, which was another 3 or 4 weeks. So now he just has a Airbnb to, I believe, April 11th in L.A. that he's already paid for and I don't think he can get out of. And just kind of no job, but he's getting paid. So he's just...
L.A., like New York City, golfing. I saw a lot of pictures of crowds and such.
Yeah.
But they've both shut down restaurants and bars.
They have
and
now?
Theaters.
Yeah, they yeah, have
it
now.
It happened late-ish last night.
Yep.
So he doesn't have much to do, probably.
No.
Well, my brother works... you've been at his place. We did a show there in Cleveland. He works in Ohio, and it's a place called the Brothers Lounge. And it's a bar, but also a really good restaurant. So to call it just a bar would be downplaying the great food that they have.
Yeah.
Which isn't a spot or anything, but they do have good food there.
Good food, a big back room for bands. It's so more closer to a venue than it is a bar.
A lot of worry, though, from Grandma, which is our mom, but we call her Grandma now, since she is a grandma and has fully morphed into a grandma. She doesn't seem like a mom anymore at all.
When does that happen?
Quickly.
Quickly?
My mom is already there.
Because I don't even know.
Having grandkids.
I think my mom did get grandma.
It took a few years into having grandchildren, but all of a sudden then she starts not knowing things and misremembering stories. Like, it's incredible how she did run, just slid right into that grandma role. Like, it's amazing. Well, she was telling me last night that my brother's place has been, you know, you might have heard that Ohio is one of the states that has issued a, and it's got to be, this is going to come here.
Right.
They've closed down all bars and restaurants because they don't want people congregating. But the restaurants are still open for delivery or pickup for food. So that's good. And Craig, my brother, was told right away he would continue to get paid. Nice. Even when they thought it was just a shutdown of restaurants. However, my mom is like, you know, a big part of what he makes is tips.
Mm-hmm.
A huge part. So the amount he gets paid is minuscule. His wife is a haircut person.
Hairdresser.
regular ground thing.
Haircut person?
She gives, yeah. Does hairdresser. Yes.
Yeah, hairdresser. Hairstylist. Yes. Hairstylist would have been acceptable. Haircut person. Was not on the board.
You guys understand what I meant, though. And I knew the second I said it was going to be bad.
Just because we saw you waving at your head.
Well, she had one that. Customer since like last Wednesday.
Dang.
One.
Are we prepared for how mangy all of America is going to look in like a month?
Well, and they have two kids. And now they're feeling the squeeze, you know? Ugh. Or they're just anticipating that they're going to be feeling the squeeze. I don't know. Who has it worse? I would say my brother, if we're talking brother versus brother. Although your brother doesn't really have anything beyond the next 4 weeks where he does get paid.
Right. And, you know, he's trying to get back in front of NFL teams. That was his plan. He's got some contacts with half dozen or so teams, and his girlfriend's dad is with the Eagles, and so he can, you know, get him in front of people, but I don't know how many job interviews are going to be taking place for the next couple months. So if your plan was right here when the league year starts, that's a lot of times when these people make hires.
Well,
in the few weeks after the league year starts, and I mean, we're not having guests up here.
Well, right, if we
now
go back to kids, if we can transition back to kids or the teens. So I have a daughter who's going to college next year, but she doesn't know where she's going.
Oh, dude.
Because she's been involved in softball and band, so she has until May 1st to decide between many colleges that she was accepted to. How to do that now? Do we drive to those campuses?
Well, not if most of them are closed, right?
And we do know certain people there we could meet and get a look around, but is that advisable? Do we FaceTime with them and have them walk us around the campus? Or do we just choose, having that's never tough. Been to the campus?
And that's to say nothing of the fact that her high school time, you know, I don't, not like everybody loves high school, I know. But
she loves the fact that she's a senior.
The last few months are very
fun. Because seniors are ballers.
Right.
And she's like, school isn't that hard anymore. She loves hanging with her friends. She's actually on the varsity softball team from the get-go this year. And
it's memories.
Having a good time. And now that, yeah, this is, these are all, their memory is now this. And that's very odd as well.
And that might be how it wraps up for her.
And man, when I was 18, I wasn't paying attention to
the
anything.
News.
I didn't care. You could have told me about the stock market crashing. You could have told me about whatever happened. I did not care at all. Because I figured, you know what? And this is my flannel-wearing attitude. I'd look at history books. You know, a lot of huge things have happened throughout history. It all kind of worked out to make it us have this cool life today. So it'll all work out. Doesn't matter who's president. Doesn't matter this or that. It's all gonna be fine in the end, man. That was my attitude, and it kind of still is, you know, because I've done a good job of not really caring about the real world. I care more about sports and have built a life around that. So I still hope, you know, we all hope that there's smarter people than us working on all this stuff, right? You know, there's somebody smart working on the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to happen at some point. So it's not like you're sitting around fretting about the vaccine every day. You know, it's somewhere someone is working on it and fretting. And you're fretting about, you know,
Blake Jarwin
getting paid too much, and how are we going to get Amari Cooper in here? So
I guess the thing that I worry about a little bit, and we're not going to delve into politics, is just it does seem like we were ill-prepared in our 50-50 world because there's already a lot of fighting over this. And I think you and I both share a love for the movie Arrival. Because there's a very cool, inspirational message in it that when aliens visit the world, that it does take a process, but first starts with every single nation is looking out for itself and understanding that self-interest is the way we've always done things, so that's how we're going to do it. And it takes time in that movie for the entire world to come together. And that's kind of actually the lesson that the aliens taught them, the extraterrestrials, was you can only solve these existential crises whenever you're all on the same page.
And
don't feel like we're there yet.
No.
We might need another few weeks before we're on the, hey, this isn't a political
tool. It kind of is gathering us together more than you could have imagined anything else. And I think the only thing that has gathered us all together, no matter what party you're in and all that, is sports. So that's weird.
Sure.
Because Cowboy fans are all political parties, colors, all that kind of stuff. That's the one thing we can all get together on Sunday and agree that the Cowboys suck. And we'll get more into that next.